British outfit, and they've got the British outfit, but of course, they know it's in trouble. But of course, this place is prime minister. This place is in a difficult position.
This means that his,
that's right.
The only problem is that all we really can talk about doing is giving him maps and missiles, which of course will cause
the French to be awfully soon.
We go into the Polaris missile.
No, I'll go down to Nassau and meet him.
Oh, yes. That's nice. By the way, be sure to give me my warm greeting.
Oh, I will, General. I can pretty much, there's nothing that you recall or any notes that beyond what we have on the official record that I ought to know about before I talk to him on Skybolt.
Nothing that I can think whatsoever. I just say, it's one of those cases where you just got to be perfectly honest and say, now what you do now.
Right, go ahead.
You talk to Tom Gates.
I talked to him just for a few minutes the other night. I spoke at that New York Economic Club.
Oh, yeah.
And they said I got almost as good a hand as you. Which evidently is supposed to be as high a compliment as they can pay you.
Well, I think somebody's doing that.
No.
Well, in any event, if Tom can't, I could talk to Neil McIntyre.
Right.
And I could talk to one or two others to find out. I tell you what you might do. You've got to call in this Goodpaster. He's around.
Yeah, oh, that's right. We've been in touch with Goodpaster.
And does he remember it?
No, he thinks that he gave us all he had, and he didn't feel there was anything beyond the agreement.
Yes.
And that was Tom Gates's impression.
Yes.
And
I can't recall a single thing that would make it just a case of here's something that didn't work.
Right. Well, of course, what they will... I just wanted to be sure that there's no doubt that there was sort of a general agreement about Holy Lock and Polaris and the Skybolt, but they were not the contingent one upon the other.
Correct.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the only agreement that I remember there was when we went up. Now, there were the laborites, of course, were against the Holy Lock.
Yeah, that's right.
But we did agree up there that this was anything in there would be used only by cooperation. Or clean from the two of them.
Right.
It wouldn't be, we wouldn't use it from that place without their consent.
Right.
That meant, and of course, along with that, there was another program that we were trying to work out, and that was giving the NATO and NATO and Polaris and a few other things like that, where we could put the cooperative and a more cooperative one with and I raised that question with him.
That's what we thought we would talk to him about, this question of Polaris, but in the
Polaris
context of a European nuclear force, if that should be developed.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Instead of that, and of course they
But are you going to stay up there, General, or are you going to...
I'm going to stay here till the 3rd of January, and I'm going out to
Oh, it was good out there. I was there a week ago, and it was very good weather.
I saw the paper through that.
Very good. Well, thanks, General, and I certainly appreciate a chance to talk to you.
Well, thanks, and good luck on that meeting.
All right, thanks.